You're listening to the FQXI podcast. Thanks to the essay contest, we can rest easy about the fate of the world. But what about the fate of other cosmic objects, like, say, a black hole? What would happen, for instance, if my cat Puffy was on a space expedition and got sucked into a black hole?
It's a terrible thought, Brendan. Conventional wisdom tells us that Puffy, or any other matter or light that fell into a black hole, would be trapped there. This, in fact, led to a paradox. In the 1970s, Stephen Hawking calculated that black holes slowly emit radiation, eventually shrinking down and disappearing altogether. The question was, what happens to the information about the matter that fell inside?
Oh, Puffy. It's actually a profound question because the laws of quantum mechanics say that information cannot vanish from the universe. So, where does it go?
Well, FQXI member Carlo Rovelli of ex-Marseille University has been thinking about that question, along with his colleague Hal Haggard, and they've come up with an answer. They've been investigating a model called loop quantum gravity that Rovelli and others developed, which says that space-time itself is made of loops that serve as indivisible atoms of space-time. As a result, their analysis shows that black holes could eventually turn into white holes, spewing out everything that they once ate, as Rovelli explains.
A black hole is a sphere where things can fall in but not come out. And a white hole is a time reversed of that. So it's a sphere where things cannot fall in, they can only come out. Nowadays, black holes are conventional objects, so the estimate is that there are millions of them just in our galaxy. And our hypothesis is that the white hole, like black holes, they do correspond to something real in the universe.
So we've sort of got this idea of black holes that swallow everything that falls into their sort of event horizon. And, you know, they swallow matter and they swallow light. And then you've got white holes, which are kind of the opposite of that and let all that out again.
Exactly. Our work started from a question. We know that the black holes that we see were formed mostly by collapsing stars. So the star collapses and it falls in and goes inside this horizon, this sphere where nothing can out. And the question we ask is, where does it go, all this matter? So let's follow it. And the theory, which is classical general relativity, tells us that everything which falls into black hole goes more and more to the center because it's attracted by the center. Then the theory breaks down somehow. The Einstein equations don't tell us what happened. And good, because we know that the Einstein theory is incomplete because it doesn't take quantum mechanics into account. So obviously what happens at the very center of the black hole is something that cannot be figured out just by using Einstein theory. We need also quantum mechanics.
Now we're talking about your particular study and the program that you've been investigating, this kind of loop quantum gravity.
Yes, the applications of loop quantum gravity in similar situations indicate that there is a huge force which is repulsive at very, very small scale. So matter doesn't just go to the very, very center. It at some point gets to maximal compression, and then there is this quantum pressure, and matters bounce out. What's going to happen next is pretty obvious. Every time something similar happens, imagine you have a ball, you let it fall to the ground, it gets to the ground, and there is a pressure that pushes it up. What happened next? Well, it bounces up. So the collapsing matter might very well bounce. If it bounces, what does it produce? Well, of course, a white hole.
Let me ask you a bit more about loop quantum gravity, because, you know, it doesn't have to particularly be loop quantum gravity that we're thinking about. We're thinking about sort of a quantum effect. But
yes,
just to sort of clarify, in loop quantum gravity, we're talking about there being some kind of limit to how much you can compress space. Maybe you can explain that more and explain how this effect might arise out of loop quantum gravity specifically.
Yes, loop quantum gravity is the idea that space is like matter, has a sort of atomic structure. And one of the consequences is that matter cannot be too compressed.
You know, we've sort of set this up now to explain how we could get the reverse of a black hole and we'd have a white hole with, you know, matter coming back out. But what would that look like?
Exactly what you said. So the same thing that goes in would come out.
So it wouldn't be mashed up or mixed up in any way. It would be, you know, exactly what went in comes back out again.
We have a simple model in which we have just the bounce and what comes out is exactly what went in.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, reality is always more dirty than our simple models, right? A ball doesn't bounce up exactly the way it fell in because it leaves some heat on the ground, because it gets compressed a little bit, it gets distorted. So I imagine that in two real astrophysical situations, things are not going to be strictly symmetric and perfectly like in our model.
Should we be looking for stars suddenly popping up?
Absolutely.
You know, is this something that astronomers could look for? Or what kind of evidence could they look for?
Absolutely. This is why we're all excited. Because if the story is true, we should see these things coming out. And we have begun to study the possibility of seeing the signals of that. But before getting into that, let me add one element to the story, which is probably the most beautiful element of all.
Mm.
Suppose we have a star, right? We see a star collapsing and there's a supernova, for instance, and we see that these things produce black holes. And in fact, we think that the majority of the black holes we see in the sky are produced in this way. So the star collapses, goes inside, and of course, the process of collapse is very fast, is extremely fast. The time it takes to get to the quantum compression is very small. It's order of milliseconds or even microseconds. And then it bounces out, and just a microsecond. So why don't we see immediately the star bouncing out? And that's the beauty of the story, because in general relativity, we know that time does not go at the same speed everywhere, meaning that processes go slower down in gravity when you're closer to the center of the star, when the gravity is stronger. Now, inside a black hole, gravity is so strong that this phenomenon is huge. So the time dilation is immense. So what would we see? We see a star collapsing and then bouncing up, but we see a sort of a slow motion from the outside, incredibly slow motion. So what we see as a black hole, the actual black holes we see in the sky are, if this theory is correct, are sort of bouncing stars we're seeing in extreme slow motion. And the question we ask is that how are we going to see these explosions if we can see them at all? And the answer is that if it explodes now, what we're going to see is some cosmic rays.
Cosmic rays are very high energy particles that astronomers have picked up. And they're obviously very interested in investigating why they have such high energies.
And the hope is that among these cosmic rays, we could identify those produced by black holes that have ended the bounce and are coming out. So this is a concrete prediction and hope that we have, and this is what we are working on.
Let me ask you about another piece of work. A few months ago, I did another podcast interview with someone I'm sure you're familiar with, Jorge Pullin.
Yes.
And he and his colleague had carried out a similar sort of analysis to you. He's also looking into loop quantum gravity, and he was interested in precisely this question. Using the sort of approximations and the analysis that he did, he came out with a slightly different answer. Rather than a black hole turning into a white hole, you'd get kind of a tunnel or sort of a wormhole into another part of the universe, and that's where information would escape. You know, what do you think of that paper, and how does it kind of sit with your paper?
He was not looking for directly a collapsing star, so he was starting from a slightly different perspective. But my hope is that we should converge, because the main hypothesis behind, which is loop quantum gravity and the discreteness of space-time, are the same. So I would view this as just work in progress, and stay tuned, and let's see what happens.
This work also addresses one big paradox, or one big question that people have been thinking about for decades now, where they've been thinking about what happens to information that falls into a black hole?
Yes.
Because you know, one thing that people realized a few decades ago, thanks to Stephen Hawking, was that black holes can radiate energy and sort of shrink and shrink and shrink until eventually they'll disappear.
Exactly.
And there was a big question about what happened to the information inside that. How important was that question to you specifically, that sort of decades-long paradox when you were thinking about this particular model?
Very important. In fact, that was one of the paths we got to this model. This model, if it is correct, is a complete solution, of course, to the question, because information that falls in just comes out. It's like, you know, take a book, you close it in a box, and then you look for information, but then when you open the box, it's there. So information is conserved. However, I think the interest of this series is not just that it solves the information paradox. The interest is that it might be an actual process in the universe that we could see and we could check directly if we were able to see some result of some exploding black holes. So for me, this is not just a way for solving the information paradox. This is a way for answering the question, where does matter go when it goes to the center of the black hole, and a way to possibly hope to see experimentally, observationally, the effect of quantum gravity.
That was Carlo Rovelli there chatting with Zia.
On the podcast page, www.fqxi.org/community/podcast, we have links to Rovelli's archive paper, articles about loop quantum gravity, and our podcast interview with Jorge Pullin about black hole singularities.